Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Inside TM Hyman Radio Live, your hip hop informer TM coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida tonight. 601 out there in San Diego, California. 901 in New York City. Hey, jump on it. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Up close and personal with a loud boy Cooley stopping past tonight. Plus, I had a situation today. And I need some help. I need y'all to help me to understand if this was a case of racism or not, because I'm feeling some kind of way. We going to get it in. Hanging out with Loud Boy Cooley tonight, the crew on the other side, Wale, Big Sean.
Slight got a word. Slight word. Slight word. D-Town, slight word. DMV.
Yep, no, what's up?
Finally got your girl going crazy.
Drunk white bitches. Can do it all and it ain't no problem. Ain't nobody harder than a nigga folklore. Bitch, I go hard, I'm ballin', I'm blow trotting. And my flow up, my nigga, I'm Mozart with it. It's often, I do this. I turn a straight prove bitches to a nudist. Foolish, I be on that new shit. And I'm blowing up like bitches we went to school with. Ain't nobody checking for your garbage. Lot of intuition, I ain't there, finished college. Never hit them all if I ever get it all. Any bra better layer like I'm dressing for the fall, nigga. And I'm all up, hit the passenger door. Shawty was pink, very sweet, and I ain't lactose. I ain't trying to brag, though. I just know I'm that dope. Kick gang, Bojack, my Bojack, Tybo. And it ain't no problem. You race to these bras. I relay them, baton them. Bitches in here, I want that. But when you step out, why the bitches run out? Double MG shit, I put this dead now. Rick James back, bad bitches in the couch. Wordplay, Oruba is my first name. I think I'm Coco Buchanan, you just a bird, babe. I got a pair of J's, I roll a pair of J's. We up and down with supply, spinning that curry cake. Let him marinate. You forever late. A million home sellers couldn't find a real estate. Slight work, slight work. The wrong drink, the right work. Slight work, right work. The wrong drink, the right work. Work, work, work.
See, you cut a fucking paycheck. Only thing between me and your bitch is a latex, man. And I ain't into saving these hoes. My nigga, tell me where you see a cape at. B-I-B-I, bitch, B-I-G. Two things I don't need are you and my ID. I'ma need a yellow cab and a yellow bad bitch. Green faces, but a nigga dodging yellow badges. Woo! Cause I'm drunk. Yeah. Okay. Under 25, living a fucking life. White America said I'd be doing 25 to life. And just for that, I'ma blow 25 tonight. You make 25 a year, I make 25 a night. Whoa. Blocka, 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 blocka. Bitch get hit with my Ciroc-a, rocka chopper. Taking body shots. Blocka, blocka, blocka. Probably in your girl dreams, probably in your daughter locker. Top floor like I'm outstanding. Man, they stole your whole delivery. Now that's outlandish. I guess like the delivery, man. I'm outstanding. Car tenant. I'm in that shit like I'm out camping. God damn it. I'm one hell of a guy. Looking down on the cloud. That's a hell of a high. Bitch, I get ghost. The way she's screaming big. Niggas couldn't tell if I was dead or alive.
Slight work. Slight work. The wrong drink. The right work. Right work. Right work. The wrong drink. The right work. 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 Work.
I'm the
Mohammed Radio Live. It's your hip-hop informer coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida. It is 8:09 in Nashville, Tennessee, 9:09 here in Tampa. Thanks for rocking with us. You're inside Money Monday, we call it. We're up close and personal with Loud Boy Cooley. Man, it's July 1st. Can you dig it? Time waits for no one. If you got questions, we got the answers tonight. Hey, jump on it, 917-889-3926. To take part of the conversation all the way live from Itty Bitty Plant City. Give it up, the very hot chocolate. Welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. I am here. Happy July to you, everyone.
No diggity. All the way live from the DMV, along with our guest joining us tonight. Give it up, Sage James.
What's good? It is hot and rainy out here. I hate that combination.
Oh, man. I don't know what's up with the rain because, I mean, it rained so hard over the weekend in Florida. I mean, we don't need no more rain. And it's still raining.
Right. We really don't.
Right.
This is actually the rainy season in Florida. So, you know, what do you do?
Yeah, we putting on our raincoats and our rain boots. Making it happen. hey, real talk, real people, real times. We are TM Hyman Radio Live. Hey, listen, there hasn't been too many times in my life where I can say I sensed that I was being discriminated against. But I got something for you today. I'm still in some kind of way, so I need some help. I need y'all to help me understand tonight if I was discriminated against, because if so, somebody's gonna get it. I mean, I'm trying to hit them in the pockets because I handled it real, uh-huh. real well. But before we get all into that, I want to give my guest, Loudboy Cooley, some time. He stopped past, coming live from the DMV tonight.
Yes, sir.
Give it up, Loudboy Cooley. Hey, welcome to the show, man.
What up? Appreciate it, man. What's going on, everybody? You know what I'm saying? Welcome.
What's good, man? Hey, we understand you like, you know, the next best thing in hip-hop. You got a new mixtape about to hit the street. Hey, introduce yourself to the world, man. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Loudboy Cooley representing DC DMV. I got the mixtape coming up September 26th. It's actually my birthday. It's called My Life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's called Grind, Love, Hate My Life, you know, speaking on those three things. So, you know, got that coming up. I've been keeping it pretty much low-key, but I got a nice big show coming up for the city August 11th at the Tacoma Station. I'm going to give you a preview of what's going to look like on My Life. So.
All right, that's what's good. Hey, I understand you've been performing out up in Canada all about.
Yeah, man, I mean, I try to get everywhere. It's kind of hard, but, you know, I try to get everywhere. I pretty much do this by myself, so. I mean, but that's what the groundhog music industry, that's the label that we represent, that's what we do, though. So, but, yeah, I'm everywhere, man, ATL, MIA. We got a couple of shows coming up, but I'm doing the first big one August 11th at Tacoma Station, actually, in D.C. So I'm looking forward to that one. I'm looking forward to seeing the attendance on that.
So how long have you actually been – I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say he said that this is his first big show. What's this venue like as opposed to the other venues that you've worked already?
It's a more casual, laid-back flow, and I'm definitely going to be able to grasp the topics, like I said, in the mixtape, which is grind, love, and hate. And I kind of do that in a more mature way on this album. I mean, you know, my mixtape, it's kind of like an album to me because it's going to drop like one. But like I said, I'm focusing on those three factors, and I'm doing it in a mature, different way. I've been working with different producers, Carter on the beat, you know, he did Smoke a Lot of Public on my last mixtape, and we want to wish for some producers. I mean, so I got a couple of things, like I said, that I want to say on the mixtape, so I think this venue is going to set it off with the vibe and the decor, so.
All right, so let me ask you this. Let me ask you a question. This is Dave James right here. I know previously before, you know, you really picked up the mic full time. You know, you did your spinning thing, you DJ something or whatever, you were a little younger and everything. Did that help your transition into understanding how your flow and music can make perfect, how you need to make a perfect marriage for making all kinds of songs?
It definitely did, definitely did. I definitely give my props and thanks to Central State University out in Ohio. I was DJing out there under the name of Jay Smooth, and there, I started dealing with a lot of different people. I started DJing for a lot of different concerts, a lot of different promoters, and I started to see and get the grasp at a young age, you know, how this industry is supposed to go a little bit. So, and you read up on it, you be knowledgeable, so all those factors can, you know, play the key part, and, you know, so I said it is still learning every day, so.
Hey, if you got a question or concern, hit us up, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Let's go to the phones. Area code 301, last four digits, 5564. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Welcome to the show.
What it do? It's your boy, the LBQ. I'm another artist from out of the DMV. I just wanted to show some love to my boy, Loudboy Cooley, man. I missed the show last time, man. And I just wanted to definitely throw some support, man, because, you know, this dude, man, he, you know, he performs, man. He get on the stage and he do his thing. So he making the DMV look good for all of us, you know, out here who really trying and going for our dreams, man. So most definitely keep it up, Cooley, man. Appreciate it, man.
Hey, that's
appreciate
what's up,
it.
Man.
That's a good look. There's not too many artists that are, you know, supporting each other like that openly. So, yeah, good luck.
I definitely don't have a problem with that,
man. That's my brother in the DMV. Definitely, man. That's my man, Big Q from Never Know. Look out for them. They definitely doing their thing, too. So, you know, DMV got to show love some type of way, and these brothers sure do the same for me. So,
let me ask this while I have some DMV artists on the line. I'm definitely promoting, repping DMV myself. There's a certain sound that comes out of NY. There's a certain sound that comes out of DC. There's a certain sound that comes from down here where I'm at, out of Miami. You know, there's a Florida sound. What's the differentiator for the DMV? How do you describe that DMV sound?
Hungry, man. Just like you're saying, you're naming all these different locales that have already been on, that have already had their opportunity to shine in hip hop in the past years, man. And right now, what I taste when I hear DMV music, when I hear Cooley's music, any of my team, Never Know, man, is hunger, man. You know, we ready for it. We ready for everybody to pay us attention, man. So,
exactly. He took the words right out of the mouth, man. Like, we're waiting for that attention. We need that attention, and then we can all shine.
Exactly.
So, y'all feel like that puts that at somewhat of a disadvantage because y'all from the D.C. area versus these other, quote-unquote, major cities? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I can tell you, man. Being from the DMV and being a DMV artist, you really get no love. And that's real. I hate to say it, you know what I'm saying? So when you do get love, you got to make sure you appreciate it. And you know what I'm saying? Go with the real flow. Because it's hard to get love out here in the D.C. from the open mics to the stage of 5,000. So you know what I'm saying? It goes both ways. So
why do you think that is? Why do you think it's so difficult coming from that particular market that it's so difficult to break through?
Me personally, I think it's for the same reason. It's everybody's hungry, man. So, you know, but you just got people who just take off the plate, you know, and not willing to give back. So everybody's feeling like, oh, you should, I'm not going to download your mixtape. I'm not going to listen to your music. I'm not going to play music for my friends because I need you to do that for me first. You know what I mean? And you don't have nobody who's willing to sit here and step out there and represent for everyone. So everybody, it's a dog-eat-dog world, and everybody in the DMV is looking to take care of themselves. And I can't blame them. You know, you're a hungry person. So you're trying to get what you can get.
We're going to take a quick break. Come right back. Hang out with us for just a few more minutes, Cooley. Because I want to ask you something that's specific to you. For those executives, A&R people that's listening, how we can follow you. We'll be right back. TM Hunter Radio Live.
Perfect. Life has got to be like this. It's got to keep going on.
Benjamin Franklin's field, hold it just for the thrill. Go numb until I can't feel. All my pop just peel. Stock market just crash. Now I'm just a bill. History don't repeat itself, it rhymes. 1929 steel. Right like Mark Twain. Jay Gaffey, I pop thing. Yellow car, yellow gold like Flick Rick. Steel tips on four foes. Four foes at the 4-0. With 4-0. Dollars fall on the skin. Some might call it sin. Politicians all move for money. What the hell are we calling them? Low life, I'm crawling out. 9-11, I'm tossed it out. Y'all niggas all hypocrites. Y'all know what this shit is all about. $100 bill. Real.
Voices. Oh, my. He's a crook, George.
blood.
New heroines, new Marylands, move coke through Maryland, through Easton. Oh, you beastin', move fat, tax, Jack Gleason. The honey was over with the street shit. We see my kids on the weekend. Carter, new Kennedy, no ordinary Joe, you will remember me. No prohibition from a coalition. Colin Powell, general admission. You are welcome, new Malcolm, or the talcum. By any means, AK looking at the window screen. Let's get it on, new Marvin. Who wanna become a 100 problems? Semi-automatic or revolver. It's semi-automatic, I solve them. Einstein, my mind, just MC. Move white squares with my relatives. That cheese made us constipated, couldn't tell us shit. Took that Taylor Swift to 100 fucking million. Bitch, I'ma let y'all continue, bud.
Called Beagle Four.
What? Who's he anyhow? An actor?
Mine. Cam. He's a man who took the 1919 World Series.
Fixed it. Well, how do you manage that?
Saw the opportunity, I know.
I need 100 bricks on them 100 rocks. I got 100 jobs, 100 cops, 100 blocks, I need 100 bricks on them 100 blocks. Decade of decadence, irreverence, irreverence. Decade of decadence, irreverence, irreverence. I need 100 bricks on them 100 blocks. I got 100 people, got 100 jobs, need 100, got 100, got 100. 100 bill, real.
TM Hyman Radio Live. It is 9:22 p.m. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. He is the general. He is also Save James. We are missing one link tonight, Madam CeeLo Boston. She's out there somewhere. Hopefully she'll be joining us soon. And our special guest we got with us tonight, Loud Boy Cooley. Now, I have a question for you. If I am, which I always am, scouting for new unsigned artists, why should I pay any attention to Loud Boy Cooley? What's going to make you stand out from any other artist in the D.C. area who may have a different sound that's not as unique as you feel yours is?
Definitely my diversity. I'm trying to reach a different crowd. I'm trying to reach all crowds. I'm not even going to say a different crowd. I want to reach and be able to talk to all different type of people, so I definitely spread that out in my music. So, I mean, I can go from, trap days from back in the old days to, you know, making a difference and a change in your life and moving forward. And that's what I like about my life, because I talk about, like I said, the grind, love, and the hate. So, you know what I'm saying? You're going to hear positive grind, like get up every day, and I'm going to wake up in a suit and tie. You're also going to hear about the struggles and the hustles in the street. So I try to relate to everybody, and I think I do that in a different way in my performance, because I'm actually speaking to everything based on my life. So it's like I put my all into my performance because it's me. Nothing, you know what I'm saying? It's not fictional, it's me. So I don't know. I think that's probably the best I can give you.
Hey, well, be on the lookout. D.C., you know, VA, Maryland, New York, you know, and the rest of the country. Be on the lookout for Loud Boy Cooley coming to a venue near you. Hey, how can we follow you, bro? Facebook, website,
everything. I mean, Loud Boy Cooley, everything. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, the website. If you just Google Loud Boy Cooley, anything, any and everything is Loud Boy Cooley, and that's LoudBoyCooley. So, no spaces. Everything. Like I said, I got the website, everything. You can just follow me everywhere. Everything is Loud Boy Cooley.
And that's one word, Loud Boy Cooley.
Loud Boy Cooley.
Bro, we appreciate you for stopping past, man. And you're welcome to come back anytime. Anytime.
Word, appreciate it, man. Not at all.
No doubt.
I appreciate you giving me this chance and opportunity to talk to y'all again.
All right,
boy, I'm going to holler at you another side, man.
Definitely. And everybody keep the hustle. Appreciate it.
No doubt. Hey, it's Monday, July 1st, everybody. Tonight, up close and personal, we appreciate it. Loud Boy Cooley stopping past. You know, just to let us know what's going on up there in D.C. Hey, it's hard for a MC in the D.C. area, it sounds like.
Yeah, it is, actually.
For the most part, it is. I mean, because, like, even when Wale was going, I was out here when Wale was, like, starting to make his appearance, and there was still, like, you know, skepticism. going on behind it. I mean, you know, me personally, I have my own reservations about it, but, you know, the general opinion seems to approve, you know what I mean? So, you know, even on the come up, it was still like, you know, it was what it was.
I heard Wale actually talking about, you know, his fans, or maybe just the opposite, maybe his haters, and those that really be hating on him as an artist, you know, and clearly they be going ham on him on Twitter. And so, you know, he's learned to embrace it, but, you know, he still, you know, I could tell, you know, the way he was talking, it still bothers him that at the end of the day, you know, the dude has record on top of record on top of record, but he really wasn't considered a real MC until maybe this past year with this last, you know, record that really blew up this past year. Or maybe I'll say Lotus Flower Bomb was probably when he really started to pay Wale some attention. But guess what? Wale has been putting out records for years.
Now, see, my question is, if Loud Boy Cooley describes the sound of the DCMC or his sound representing MCs from DC as one that's hungry, I wonder if he feels that because Wale has made it and established himself right now, that he's lacking that sound.
A hungry sound? Well, I'll tell you like this. Every hungry MC, when they get to that plateau where they're making money, that they lose that hungry sound.
That hunger dwindles.
Some sort of it, yeah. Some
it does dwindle.
Yeah, you know,
it happened with a lot of MCs,
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we all understand the grind. We all understand the hustle. And by no means are we trying to put down other areas and say, well, other markets aren't hungry and it's not difficult to break in other markets. No, of course it is. We're just talking about D.C. right now. Stop hating. And on top of that, I'm going to just push the envelope with the hate. Here's Wale and Miguel, Lotus Flower Ball.
That's my joint right there. Don't care how many times you play it.
I want to enjoy the luxury of, like, not knowing each other for real. Hold up.
Lotus Flower Ball, Firefly. When I'm low, she take me high.
Flower bomb, let me guess your favorite fragrance, and you got that bomb. I'm trying that in nature, no disrespecting, baby, just trying to make you smile. Try to keep my spirits up, that's why I lay this down. Try to keep your spirits up, little vodka, whatever. Took it forever to get dressed, I acknowledge your effort. So I clap for her, she deserves an applause. Shawty working so hard, she deserves that baton. Shawty wear your baton, racing through my mind like she heard that, I got that work. I heard that she been on strike, care to tell, I read your mind. She been on them dollars first, caramel, macchiatos. When shawty get in the work, I can be your boyfriend, be your nigga, or a friend with perks. I'm just trying to work that, they just trying to work your nerves. I'm just trying to read your mind, I'm just trying to feed you mine. I'm just trying to give you light, they just trying to let you fly.
I feel it when you dance with me. It's feeling like you need to be my lady, my baby, yeah. Can't you see I'm talking about eternity? Tell me, would you care to be my lady, my baby?
Flower bomb, can I blow up on your mind? This is not no Sandra Bull, but your potion number 9, navigating through her eyes, destination to her thighs. And I hate to tell you too much, cause I stay with too much pride. And we way too young to know love, maybe not, but we don't need no rush. Don't believe in love at first sight, but believe in love at first. Can I be with you just one night? I can wear you out inside, I can tell you like persistence, but I make you come and try. I just think we need one night, can't decide if I can't write. Easy baby, my thing tight, but that lotus flower just ain't right. I ain't thinking I ain't right, can't decide but I can't fight. Easy baby, you the bomb and all, but I be damned if I did not land mine. Or at least try, can I speak up, or is it peace out? Can we eat lunch, can we take shots with your flavor? Flat drinks, we call 8 cups. I just think I need one night, slightly more if it's done right. With that gorgeous face, I don't know your name, it ain't important, babe, cause I'ma call you mine. route.
I feel it when you dance with me. It's feeling like you need to be my lady, my baby.
Radio Live, we were up close and personal with Loud Boy Cooley, who had to rock out. It is 9:31 where I am here on the East, 6:31 on the West Coast. I experienced something today that I really, really need some perspective on. And I know my crew here is going to help me. Listen, I went into Hooters this afternoon with my supervisor and another colleague of mine.
Somebody's not happy.
Somebody's definitely not happy. Went into Hooters with my supervisor and a colleague today, maybe around 4, was probably about 4 o'clock. We got our food about 4:15. I received my food, colleague received their food. Our supervisor, who's a female, you know, was sitting literally looking at her food in the window. We saw it. She knows what she ordered. You know, she ordered all wings, but all tips, like the flats. She called them the flats of the wings. They were barbecue. You know, she ordered ranch dressing. So she was looking in the window. I'm looking in the window. She's like, that's my food right there. You know, they're just sitting there. Where's the waitress? We looked around waiting for the waitress to come. She didn't come. A dude went over to the window and started to, you know, talk and give the cook a pound, meaning to shake his hand, and they was talking over the wings.
So oh, no.
My supervisor said, you know, can you just go get my wings? I got up. I went and got the wings, brought the wings back to the table.
You went and got the wings from the window.
I went and got the freaking wings out the window.
Wow.
I did. As if I worked there. I did. That I did. So if I was guilty of something, I was guilty of getting the wings out of the window, which I shouldn't have had to do because the waitress should have been on point. In my opinion.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
However, 5 minutes goes past. The manager shows up at the table. The manager asks me with an attitude, did you get up and get those wings out of that window? I said, yes, I did. He said, how did you know those were your wings? You didn't know those were your wings. I said, yes, I did know that they were our wings. I know what we ordered. We saw them there. He said, no, you didn't know those were your wings. There's too many wings back there. You took someone's food. I'm going to call the police.
No way.
Call them. Oh, no, this is – no, listen. This is just getting – this is just starting. He said, I'm going to call the police. Y'all need to get your food – And pay the bill and get out of here before I call the police.
I'm going to call the police and I'm going to put you out.
Listen, we sat there looking at each other, me, while I'm still eating my wing. I'll tell you, they were the honey Thai pepper wings, which if you've ever had them from Hooters, I'm calling the name out, from Hooters, you know that those damn wings are good. But as this fool of a manager, his name is Dave Wimpy, I found out.
Wimpy.
Wimpy. Mm-hmm. Talk today.
Mm.
As he continued to tell me that I didn't know that was my food. I shouldn't have taken it out the window. Not, I apologize that you had to get up and that the server was not in position.
To begin with.
What he
right.
said was, you took that food out of the window. You didn't know it was yours. I'm going to call the police. He said it like three times. As he got like close to my face, I said, call the police right now. I'm thinking to myself, either you're going to need them or I'm going to need them, so you might as well just call the police.
Get in there. Make it even playing field.
Call the police. I said, go call the police. We'll wait right here on the police. This man continued on to tell me, this is what he said to me, look at me in my face, because apparently he saw either my comments was about to turn into some mess, or I had pissed him off being so calm where I had aggravated him. He said, this is what he said to me. Go ahead and hit me. No, this is what he said. Go ahead and strike me. Go ahead and strike me. Strike me. So
you're an angry Negro. You're an angry Negro.
He said, strike me so that I can wipe you up with the floor.
Oh, it's about to get real now. Ladies and gentlemen, he just turned the page.
It has gotten real. It has gotten real at that point. I have taken my Christian hat off.
Uh-oh.
And curse words are flying.
Yeah.
Because at this point, You have totally disrespected me and this entire table, and I'm about to lose control.
Yeah,
However,
he's unfortunately taken you back.
My supervisor looked me right in the face and said, he's trying to provoke you. Do not hit him. This is what she said to me.
Yeah, very smart.
He's trying to provoke you. Do not hit him. I sat there and I said, he said, get out. Get out. Get out. This is Hooters.
Wow.
At lunchtime, he said, get out. Get out. I sat there in my mind waiting on the police.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, the police was not coming, but I'll tell you who did come. The flashlight cop that patrols the property came.
Oh, really?
Oh, great.
By that time, we were already headed out the door. Ladies and gentlemen, question to you. Based on the scenario, I'm not exaggerating. I'm not giving you a little bit. I'm not giving you more than what it was. That's the situation. Please help me understand. This is what I did as I was leaving the store. I pulled up corporate. I called, I filed a complaint on Dave Wimpy. I'm not satisfied, though, because I didn't speak to somebody at a corporate level because they need to know that this person representing their Fortune 500 business is about to send them into a frenzy because I'm about to have the media up there if they don't handle it. I'm going to handle it my own way because flat out, in my opinion, I feel like I was discriminated against.
Absolutely.
Tell me, I'm not trying to push it, but I need the both of you to tell me based on what you heard. And, folks, I want you to hit me up, 917-889-3926. Give me some perspective here because, in my opinion, this is not the first time he's treated customers this way. And I'm wondering, was it because of our persuasion that you thought, did you think I was stealing those wings?
Yes.
Of
That's
course.
Exactly what
you know, black, you know, black, you know, it ain't no secret, like Dave Chappelle said, it ain't no secret that down here that colors and chickens are quite fond of each other out here. So, I mean, come on now. You know he's discriminated against
it. Hot chocolate. Based on what you heard, what's the verdict?
I wouldn't have said so until he came with the go ahead and strike me so I can mop the floor up with you thing.
Okay, but I can't leave this out. I'm sorry. I'm going to cut you out, but I can't leave this out as he said go ahead and strike me. And he was going to mop me up with the floor because he was old school. He was old school. And since I wanted to get all gangster on them. You want to get all gangster, huh?
I'm trying to figure out when you got gangster with him, because as far as I understand
no
in the conversation,
at no point.
All you said to him was, call the police, we'll wait for the police.
And as I sat down, he stood up over me with his finger. I'm telling you, the dude wanted me to hit him.
Yeah,
he was trying to get you to. Because, you know, he know anybody else, you know, any other angry person would have took that and got emotional and took matters into their own hand. Pride would have got involved, and you know,
he's a serial provoker.
Yeah, you played the game. You played the game that he wasn't expecting.
Oh, but I'm about to slap them where they deserve it, though.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah, that they definitely don't want to cut you off.
But I wanted to make sure that we got that. And again, I left that little piece out. So I'm sorry.
Well, no, that actually, you know, adds more fuel to the proverbial fire. Like, he just went really all the way to the left with something that didn't even have to be taken that way. Number two, like you said, he had no regard for the situation that you all were in as the patrons of the business who were waiting for the food, and the only reason you got up to get the food was because they didn't bring you your food. So all of this could have been alleviated had they been doing what they were supposed to do to begin with.
Was it? But tell me this, because I'm open to, again, I don't want it to be something that it's not. Well, is this a lack of training? Is this a management issue? I mean, they hired the wrong person? Or was this discrimination?
It's a personal agenda.
Would this have happened to a Caucasian?
No.
I believe not.
I don't believe a Caucasian person would have been approached in the same manner. They may have had the same initial concern as far as the wings being taken from the window. But
I mean,
I'm almost positive that Mr. Wimpy would not have approached the situation that way.
I'll take it a step further and say, I can almost go as far as to say that if it was a Caucasian person there, they probably wouldn't have had as shoddy service. Let's start off there. Your wings might have been
That's a kind of a hit or miss. It could be. I mean, the service could have been just as bad. However, I mean, you know, but even still, he was wrong to assume that you were the type of person who could be provoked in the quote unquote angry black man realm. You know, that's to me where the lack of training comes in. On the part of, one, the waitress, and two, Mr. Wimpy as the bad example of a manager that he is.
Yeah.
My opinion.
So, you know, when we come back, I just want to get some perspective because I'm following the process. But, see, I have a situation before me right now where – you know, I have to do a lot of media interviews, and I'm about to get in front of cameras, and I'm talking to people. And so if this is not an issue, I don't want to make it an issue. But if this is an issue, I want to use my platform to fix this damn issue, because discrimination and racism is real. And for me, you can do it to whoever you want to do, but you're not going to do it to me. Nah, it ain't going down. We'll be right back.
World famous. You're now listening to Skateboard P and the Louis Vuitton Dime.
I'm back.
It's so unfair, so unreasonable. Go.
I must have hurt your feelings.
Come on.
Your temper hit the ceiling. You know I wanna talk to you.
Get a beat.
Oh girl, come on.
Come
on. The name takes this living.
Come on.
Cause I know this not giving.
Come on.
You know I got a lot to do.
Resurrected my goal, Jesus of Nazareth. Now we fresh as a prince while they jazz and jazz. And you don't be saying when they asking questions. And you be giving me my space. You don't be running on my space. You know some other I hate when they violate. Tonight, man, I ain't in the mood for it. Don't matter who wore it, you wore it. Look how you coordinated it. Man, that's my favorite. I love the way that it fits on you. Baby girl, that's on you. Look how she get to me. She might be nothing to you, but she the to me. Tell me how you love that. Number one, can't put nothing above that. You deserve a verse from me. We gon' party like it's our anniversary.
Number one,
come on, come on.
You're my number one girl off the charts. Classic, you're my number one girl.
Come on, come on.
Dashing, you're my number one girl. Just hold your heart.
Real talk, real people, real time, and world famous. We are TM Hyman Radio Live. I am the girl Hot Chocolate, and it is 9:48 p.m. here in Itty Bitty Plant City. That was Pharrell featuring K West, a.k.a. Northwest Daddy, with a little bit of number one, a little bit of throwback there. Let me say this to you, TM. I am a firm believer in premier customer service all the way around, only because I've worked in so many areas where that's required of me as the employee. So I've come to find when I'm spending my money, I expect to get the same sort of service that I give out to, you know, the people that I service as well. So,
yo, the tripped out part was not only was the service horrible, he's going to tell me, and you're going to pay the bill. And you're going to pay the bill, then you leave. You're going to pay the bill, then leave. I'm like, this is what I said. I said, no, I'm not going to tell you what I said.
No, don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it. But let me put this bug in your ear. I feel like you are going through the proper channels as far as working it up the corporate ladder, because that's really where the impact is going to come in. It's the overall management of that store. That's a problem. That's happened before. Trust me, you're not the first person that's happened to.
Oh, that's
may not happen to every customer. He needs more than some training. He needs some sort of reprimanding in the way of, you know, he might need a little bit of unpaid time off to go figure out how to deal with his anger issues. And, you know, the fact that he's having a bad day and not come and take it out on the customer is what it sounds like he needs to me. So,
and then you have a witness on top of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, several witnesses.
You got one that's definitely going to vouch for him. You can't say everybody's going to go to bat for him. You got one that's going to definitely vouch for him. You know what I'm saying?
Not even to the fact of discrimination, just to the fact of poor service, period. And that's what the man is going to care about. Now, if he doesn't care about the poor service, then we start talking about discriminatory acts. Now you don't want to talk about that, you know. So, yeah, by all means, bring the cameras with you. Have them outside on standby.
Yeah, it's I'm going to follow the process through. If you all, you know, I don't really need, you know, too much other perspective. For me, it didn't sit right with me on the inside, as if I just let it go, then I still wouldn't feel good about letting it go, because it's not something
right.
that we should just brush aside. Anytime that you're mistreated, anytime as a patron, you feel totally mistreated. Not only do you ever spend your money there, you try to influence others not to spend their money there. And just in case
Absolutely.
You didn't know, we got about 55,000 listeners on this program. So, you know, I mean, you got to put your money where your mouth is, and at the end of the day, you got to put your stance where your mouth is. You know, you can't
sure.
Listen, I love those wings, but do you know I will not ever eat another damn Hooter wing if Hooters don't fit this situation for me?
Oh, yeah. They scrimps is good, too, but they're not good enough to put up with Mr. Wimpy.
Did you say scrimps?
Yeah, Mr. Wimpy.
I said scrimps. I did.
I want a personal apology from Mr. Wimpy. I do. I want to look Mr. Wimpy in his eyes. And I want him to, right in front of my supervisor and my colleague, who he totally disrespected.
Yep.
I want an apology from him.
And the Hooters corporate people need to know the position that you hold in the community as well. We're not to toot our own horns, but we here at TM Hyman Radio are not ordinary people. We are people that touch our communities in ways that you cannot imagine, from our youth to our elderly to our Senate and Congress.
Toot that horn.
You know, we works our way up the ranks, baby, so don't act like you're just going to shine
and
on
toot
us.
Toot that horn.
And it's not
shot.
Going
I'm
to go
modest.
Unnoticed. Okay?
Being
I mean,
modest.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Toot, toot.
Beat,
listen,
baby.
It's not a game. It's not a game. On Friday night, America, on Friday night, supporters and listeners, we shared that, you know, the state of Florida just received $1 million on behalf of the efforts of really the team that I sat in Hooters with today. The lunch that, and I'll say this, on top of this, because I just want y'all to understand my heart. It's not about me and my personal, right? But we were in Hooters celebrating my one-year anniversary to the date with the organization that just got this $1 million grant.
Wow.
He totally just destroyed the vibe.
Yeah. He took all the wind out of the sails.
And so for me, I'm using this platform to even help me to let go, but at the same time validate, you know, that again, I can't sit up here and tell people to be empowered, to be inspired, to make it happen, and then when I'm facing something, I don't do anything about it. That would be hypocritical for everything we do on this program and everything we do in the community. Mr. Dave Wimpy, brother, you really, you know, you thought I was a gangster just because I had on the baseball cap. You really have no idea. You have no idea.
That's right. Any of
you
can pull up.
You will know very soon. Hooters, I just want you to deal with your employee. I just want you to deal with him. I want an apology from him. And you know, I probably want some wings for a very long time.
And I want
no
some pull up.
The honey chili pepper. The Thai chili pepper. I want those for a long time because I paid for your food and then we all threw your food in the trash because he made our stomach sick.
Yes.
And I want 10 pull ups from him.
Mr. Wimpy probably can't even do 10 pull ups.
That's why I want 10 pull ups. His name is Wimpy.
He told me he was going to mop me up with the floor. He was going to do it old school. I'm thinking, you're old and you need to go back to school because you're about as ignorant as a motorcycle.
AOT. AOT.
Normally says, I forgot.
Yeah, so you're listening to her.
Good afternoon in the morning time. That's what she normally says.
Yeah, you're listening to her.
I was going to say what you say, whatever you do, be good at it or whatever.
Yeah, that ain't even it, dude. You don't listen to nobody. You just showed your hand.
I'm entitled to forget.
It's all good. All I got to say is I hope y'all saw Erykah Badu's ass and the cleavage on Megan Good last night at the BET Awards. God bless America. And there is a God somewhere. Somewhere. Oh, my God.
Good night, everybody.
No words.
Oh, my God.
Good night.
I'm the live talk radio show.
We'll see you Wednesday.
I'm the live talk radio show. I'm the live talk radio show. Live talk radio show. Talk radio show.